Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the nation.
Hello, Del, Mandy, Wrestling, Mike.
Hey, Mike, gentle start to the show tonight. Let's play some ads, get these out of the way.
Oof.
Oh, they can't hear you. They can now. There we go. Who else we got? We got Krusty Juggler, Lisa, Dave, Danny, JKRX, Lance, Mulligan, Mike.
Hi there. We're a bit tired today. Welcome to very tired.
Oh, my.
Yo, we look old and tired. You know what I mean?
We are old and we are tired. We cannot apologise for this.
I'm 48 years old this year.
I'm not.
Just celebrated my eldest's 11th. This time 11 years ago. And a day, actually. Thick snow in North London, very icy roads. Driving to the Whittington Hospital in Archway. And, the weather was awful. Absolutely awful. My sister is in the house. It's my sister, Glitter Kitty 70, who is 50. Deal with it. I do deal with it every day, knowing my sister is old.
Peak powers. She's peak powers.
She's not. She's past it. My sister is, well, 50 or 51 very soon, actually, I think, if I memory serves correct.
No, your sister is what my youngest would call in a very, 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 very late 20s.
My sister is fab, right? And I love my sister, and we never really kind of say that to each other, but I love my sister. She's brilliant. And I was so thrilled when she came out to the jungle with me, and when I met her in the jungle for the first time, I'd never seen her before. And she's fab. She's fab. And how lucky. We used to hate each other. Used to really hate each other. She used to wind me up something wrong. I'm talking as a teenager.
Yeah.
And then when she went to university, we started getting closer.
Yeah, that happened with me and my sister. We used to fight. We used to physically fight.
Yeah.
And our life's work was about one-upmanship the whole time. It was always, she's got more than me. You've got more than me. You want this, don't you? You like mine better. All that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then different postcodes always helps, it would seem. And now when I see my sister, I feel like there's that bond there that should have been there from before. And probably was there before, but it was just clouded with other stuff.
Can we time Glitter Kitty out for 2 minutes, please?
Why?
I count you as one of my best friends now, but I hated you back then. I'm joking. Don't anyone dare time me out. I tell you what, I watched. Oh, no, you did it.
Who did
Pete
that?
Pete did it. Pete actually did it.
Pete. How could you?
Pete. The puppet. Oh, I forgot what I was going to do for the callback to the show yesterday. God, otherwise none of it really makes sense.
Pretend you haven't seen him. Pretend you haven't seen him. Quick.
I don't know where it's gone.
What?
Otherwise, kind of yesterday doesn't really make sense.
Well, I mean, it didn't really make sense anyway, did it?
Oh, Jesus, where is it?
Wasn't it in the living room for ages?
Yeah, and then it's gone.
You've been wearing it?
I have.
You've been wearing it out?
Not out. Hang on. Otherwise, yesterday doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense anyway.
So bear with me, caller.
When you see what he's bringing out, you will find it concerning, as I do, that he's misplaced it. No?
Where did it go?
It's not underneath the piano stool, is it?
No, that's where it lives. It's not there. Anyway. It might be in my bedroom. I might be playing games.
I don't want to know.
It'd be worth it. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
Right, this is this is what it's like being around Ian. This is
wicked and exciting and always thrilling.
No, misplacing things.
I broke my keyboard today. I spilled coffee on it.
Misplacing things. And here's the thing. If it's not him that's misplaced something, it's me. We are just a pair of forgetful misplacers. Yes, you're right. If it's in your bedroom, there's some serious questions to be asked. Actually, best not ask, eh? Best not. Any joy? Do you reckon it's in his bedroom? It's going to be in his bedroom, isn't it? Let me have a look in the living room. Fresh pair of eyes.
There, back here. Hello, cat. The wrestling mask
is here. That's the good news.
Hoodies. I don't know whose hoodies they are.
He won't be there. Let me go and have a look. It was in the living room for ages.
Okay, well, it's not in the living room for now.
I bet it is.
Oh, shit. Shall we?
You start.
No, I'm not starting.
Right, we'll find it.
Because it's
here somewhere.
This is the weirdest thing.
Someone's been in here and stolen just that. Hi, everyone.
Big boy's been in tonight. Big boy's been in.
I could come.
Thank you for that sub. It's not there, is it?
Strange, and you're
going to
find it when you stop looking for it.
Found it.
Where was it?
It's on top of the fridge. So, found it.
Where were we?
Right, so this. There we go. So I'm supposed to go, this puppet doesn't look anything like me.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't it?
We're going to take a risk. We're going to take this call, even though I can't hear what they're going to say. We're going to do a Sonny and Shay. Hang my feet. Actually, let me turn that down. I don't want to keep... Oh, for fuck's sake. One of those nights.
Anyway, that's that sorted. Good.
So that's that little callback. Right. Hello?
Ow.
Hello? What do you want? None of your business. Yeah, could do. I'm not going to. You're welcome. Bye bye. And that's how the show works.
His friend found that funny.
That's how the show works.
Nutrition jokes.
Oh, you couldn't hear him.
Oh, what a shame.
He asked what a calorie deficit was. Okay, guys, when you see one person saying they can't hear, you don't all have to. I've probably got a shirt. I haven't got a shirt like that. So that's the captain hat in aid of. Otherwise, how will my crew know who I am?
Respect. Respect.
Oh, 203, 2866. What is this call? There we go. Yo.
Hello.
Hang on a minute. Why isn't it coming through? Hang on. Stay there.
Please hold, caller.
Try now. Hello there. Nope, not coming through. Try now.
Hello there.
There we go. We got there it. Yes, sir.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I had a bit of trouble this morning on my stream. From,
I heard about this.
Idiots. Yeah, they came in and started commenting about my weight, saying I look like Uncle Albert, which I thought was, you know, that was a punch.
Block and move on.
Yeah. Well, I've actually had to do a bit of research. I didn't know how to do that.
Oh.
And I now know. And I'm very happy and positive, and I'm looking forward to the show and everything else.
So,
I've got a question, but it's a rhetorical question.
Okay, we'll ask it and we won't answer it.
Okay. Do you see, or what's the word, how positive do you see the future?
That's not rhetorical.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want an answer. Do you want an answer?
Well, then it's not rhetorical. I used the wrong word then.
You did.
Sorry.
What was it? Because it was rhetorical, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. How do you see the future? Do you see the future positively?
I have to. Otherwise, what's the point of being alive?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Whoa.
You know, I might as well, because if they don't see it positively over an extended period, then what is the point? So, yeah, I guess I have to. I have my babies upstairs, and so I have to kind of see it in a positive light for them. Otherwise, again, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Working with the best person ever.
What's that bullshit? Mm-hmm. I don't really know. What I see at the moment is I am tired. Really tired, and I feel unprepared for tonight's show. And
is it because you're not sleeping well?
I think it's a combination of many things, Alistair. Let me tell you.
Right, okay.
It's because of I'm not sleeping, because of doing this, because of I think a lot of it is down to pills. A lot of it is down to pills and coming up, changing my meds, man. It's only like day 10 or something, and I'm, you know. What about you?
Okay. Well, I mean, funnily enough, I think I get the sort of the ups and downs.
Yeah.
As you probably know. And I'm at the top of the up, I think. I've been up all day, Ian.
I don't like the top of the up.
Do you not?
No, because I know I can't enjoy the up because I know that the...
You're waiting for the plummet.
I know what's coming on. I know what's on the other side of the up.
Yeah, Yeah, there is that. I kind of think, well, you know, when I feel like this, I feel so positive, and I look back when I've been down and realise that what I need to do when I'm feeling down is to realise that that will change and I'll feel up again.
Yeah.
This too shall pass. But you have to remember that for the good stuff as well.
Everything is temporary.
Temporary secretary.
The two imposters, I think someone called.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love you. Have a great show.
Thanks, man. We got 1,500 people watching us. Give us a call. This is my home phone number on the screen. It's genuinely my home phone number. I broke my nice keyboard, so I'm using this, which is a really expensive keyboard, but I don't like it. It's too chunky. And it means you've got to plug it in, so I can't plug in my Stream Deck. But I spilt coffee on my keyboard, and I was hoping it would have... Because last time we spilt water on it.
It dried out, didn't it?
It dried out. But it didn't. It has dried out a bit, but it just for some reason it just turns my computer off.
Mm.
So I'm using a different keyboard. I'm tired, but let's just take the calls. I want a lot of calls tonight. Hello, caller.
Hello, hello, Mr. Lee. How art thou? And hello, Catherine.
Word to you.
I have the current. You know, a lot of people aren't in a great place these days, and aren't in a. You know, a lot of people are alone. A lot of people are alone for Christmas. On a more positive, or maybe not positive, note.
Why did you start with such a miserable list?
No.
Should have just gone straight in with the balls.
I've started it off like that. I'm building it up, Ian. I'm building it up. One person I know that probably was alone for Christmas and probably didn't have a very good time was Stephen Murdoch. I wondered if you've heard from him recently.
Yeah, we spoke to Stephen the other week.
Yeah, he was very rude.
I asked him for some help about fixing Zoom and he said I was fat.
Mm.
Oh, I've missed that one then.
Yep, you missed that episode of that and he was an absolute pudding.
Wish we'd missed it. It was very hurtful.
It was unpleasant, actually. It was unpleasant. I just asked him for some help with Zoom. And he said, "Oh, it's just you're just looking fat on there because you've put on a lot of weight, you fatty."
Yeah, rude.
Well, are you able to describe for the listeners what?
Can you describe to the listeners what you're talking about? Because you seem to be like disappearing into a like this.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but yeah.
Hello.
Go.
Hello, Catherine.
Yes. Perfect.
Sorry about that. I just wondered what he's doing these days with his life, because he used to.
He's been insulting and rude, and he's not allowed anywhere near Charlene Spiteri.
I got bored of that. Next one, we missed this one. Let's call this one back. 0203-286-637. That's my home phone number, and I'm only posting on here because I'm trusting you guys not to call it during. Hello, you're on the internet. Who isn't? Turn the Twitch stream off, please.
So we can hear your beautiful voice.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Why are you calling my house? Why are you calling my house? Oh, they got scared. They got proper scared.
Ring them back. They won't answer. But
they got proper scared.
We'll go gentle.
Okay, we'll go gentle. That was mean. That was mean. I scared them.
Yeah. You've got to remember, you're a very powerful man, especially with that hat.
Yeah. They won't answer now. Why'd you eat them strawberries and I'm a celeb? Because they were bloody lovely.
Why is it taking you 3 years to ask?
I could come.
They're bricking it. Okay. 0203-286-6370. Here's another missed call. I want a lot of calls tonight. We need it. We need the love, guys.
I feel like I need a power headwear now.
I can do a dump on your head. Hello? It's not ringing. I could do a dump on your head.
No, thanks. Nope.
The mobile number you've called is currently unavailable. Please...
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. This is my home phone number. The chat is nice and calm tonight, says AliFan 2020, who was staring it a little bit last night. Maybe you were staring it a little bit last night. You got a timeout and you're close to getting a ban. Wowzers.
Ah, now.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kaz.
Hey, Mr. Robin. What's going on?
Not too bad. Just calling to say hi. Haven't come and been on the show for some time.
No, you haven't.
Since I lost the crying call.
How's your life been?
Good news is I got the job, but bad news is it won't give me a chance to stay, so I have to go in March, but at least got something to do.
Oh. So hang on a minute. So you got a job here, but then they won't let you stay here. They're sending you back to China.
So, because I'm a foreigner, so I need to...
You're a what? He's a what?
I did notice.
Really?
Smidgen.
Okay.
So I need a working visa, and that needs a sponsorship. The company I'm working for is actually your old company, News UK. They don't want to sponsor me, so
because you're a foreigner. That's why.
Oh, that's such a shame. That is such a shame. So what's the plan?
For now, I guess I'm not trying to apply for a slight extension because of the virus and traveling. It's really dangerous moment, and I've got travel ban between China and the UK at the moment. No flight at all. Not sure when it's going to change, but trying to apply for an extension. But after all, I have to go home and then do some other job, save some money, and come back in 2 years later, do another master.
Oh, man.
Doesn't sound very optimistic, but I mean, that's doable. Try and see if it works out.
Retro Engine says, Ian and Kath sponsor him. I don't think it works. It's not like
it has to be the person who's employing
it's
him.
It's not like we give him a penny a lap or something, you know. It's not as easy as that.
No, it's not. I appreciate that. It's they're basically saying they don't sponsor casual workers. Kind of working as a casual freelancer. That's what's going on there. And they only sponsor the employees.
Why is there a pube on your computer? And I'm not even joking.
Where?
There. Don't touch it.
Well, it's certainly not my pube.
Here we go. I was going to show this to the boys and girls at home. You're lucky that won't go in focus, because that is a pube on Kath's computer.
Well, it's got to be yours. It's been on your desk.
I'm bold. I'm bold. There's a pube on Catherine's computer.
No, there isn't. There isn't. I think you're seeing things.
Remember that weird guy on Alan Bezek? You've got no ginger hair anymore. I think I've got a few. Oh, yeah, your pubes.
That was weird, wasn't it? Anyway, Robin's work situation.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm too boring. Sorry.
No, you're not boring, but he's very easily distracted.
I'm in a puckish mood this evening. That's feeling puckish.
That's one way of describing it.
Cyberpuckish 77. You're going to see my genitals, and then an upside-down car is going to explode while you're in a lift. That's a little gag for the gamers out there, and I think it's actually a really nice gag.
Well, okay. Anyway, well, it's nice to see you so upbeat despite everything, Robin, because...
Despite your life being over.
No, stop it.
I'm being honest.
Life is not over. It's just a little false start.
Buggered.
No, he's not buggered.
Feeling better, actually, because I got a job to do, so I don't need to worry too much about sitting at home doing nothing. Still trying to apply for some other stuff and see if there's any last moment miracles happening. But anyway, got a bit of job, got some money in, and can actually spend the money I earned from my job rather than spending money from my family, which is a really big improvement in my personal life, really.
Yeah, some independence must be good. Yeah.
What was that song? I want my independence.
I want my freedom.
Who was that? That was a late single, kind of from someone towards the end of someone's career. It wasn't Michelle McManus, Michelle Gale. She's Googling it. I'm trying to think about it, Robin. I'm trying a little bit of fun, trying to generate phone in. She's Googling it. I want my independence. It was All Around My Baby. Can't Find My Baby.
Lisa Stansfield.
I'm saying Stansfield. I'm going for Stansfield. I'm going Stansfield.
All right, let's
just put. You've typed it in. Stansfield. Lulu. It was Lulu after she was with Take That. After I'm not going to say what I was going to say. It was rude, but we.
No, there's no need for that.
I think we all know what happened.
What? Nothing. The one she was linked to was Jason Orange. Come on.
Nothing. Hey, Lulu, I believe you. Nothing happened with you and Take That. Is that correct?
Well, hen, you know, I didn't like to talk about it.
She doesn't even talk like that.
Okay. Robin, I wish you the very, very best of luck.
Yeah,
yeah. 0203 286 6370. We missed this call. I want a lot of calls tonight. It's got to be call heavy. You're going to have so much fun.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to Bounty Bounty Fun Times with me and Ian Lee.
Hello?
How may we be of assistance to you this evening?
You called us.
Hello. I was just wondering, because I found your phone number on your Twitch stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, my home phone number.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You said you just wanted to say hello.
Now he wants to say, how are you? How are you? What's your name?
Robin.
Robin. You're Robin.
Right, I'm going to go.
All right. Well, it was nice speaking to you, Robin.
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't be mean.
It's a withheld number. It means it's a piece of trash.
Might not be.
What do you want?
Are you a piece of trash?
It's a withheld number. It means it's a piece of trash.
Do you know what we are?
Told you. Withheld numbers. Cock pieces of trash.
Fucking destroyers. Yeah. Fucking cock destroyers. We love to just get your...
That was the effing CDs. The fucking cock destroyers. I don't need to whisper the word destroyers. That was the FCDs, Catherine. The actual destroyers.
I was waiting to hear what their point was.
I think they wanted to effing destroy my C. I told you. What did I say? Withheld numbers. Dick. St. John says, go on then, let them. I will do no such thing.
TOS, mate.
I will not let them effing destroy my C.
What makes you think it was yours they wanted to destroy? What about mine?
Yours is destroyed already. No. No, 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 no.
He's not wrong. But aren't kids porny these days? Isn't it a shame? We were porny though, weren't we? Very, very.
They do seem nice, don't they, Joe?
Very lowbrow.
Imagine if that was my nephew, Dylan. Imagine. No. I'm an effing sea destroyer.
Are you now?
Chupa Chups Dota says, I wish you guys my parents. We can be. We can be for the right...
I could
Mushwani Pastani. Lingering Knob. Thank you for your subscription. Thank you. Thank you for making me say Lingering Knob.
Lingering, though. Gosh.
I never linger.
Don't mess about.
If I'm going to linger, it'll be a finger. It won't be a knob. Give us your top three I'm a Celeb secrets, Ian. No.
Well, they wouldn't be secrets, would they?
No. Okay, here's a secret. Dennis Wise was actually a really nice guy.
Come on. Not secrets, not fairy stories.
0203286. How's the nail polish holding up? I'm having fun. My boy saw it, loved it, thought it was great. Covert Kate. Kale is... Oh, shadow band. Oh, I see. That's... Okay, that's the thing. What toothpaste do you use? Your teeth are so white. My teeth aren't white. Look, let's get close. My teeth are horrible and yellow and... I hate my teeth. There we go. Captain Sexy in the house.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Paul Bodell's on the phone.
You can talk about weighing anchors and stuff with Captain.
Yeah, we go.
Good nobbin, Ian. Good nobbin, Catherine.
Good nobbin to you.
No, good nobbin. Not good. You said good nobbing.
Yeah, I've got knobs on the mind
she
now.
She said good nobbing.
I thought, what?
Have you heard the news?
Good nobbin, is it? It's good nacht.
Oh, it's good nobbin. Good afternoon.
You can understand my confusion.
News? There's good nobbin tonight.
Good nobbin, everyone.
Have you heard the news? Everybody nobbin tonight. Apparently, here's something I didn't know, that nobbin, when they say nobbin in those old 50 records, it actually means sex.
Nobbin?
With a knob, yeah.
I've never heard a good nobbin song.
No, they didn't, of course. But
rocking does.
Rocking means effing.
And getting in the groove as well.
Long Tall Sally is... Do you know what that's about?
Walking down the
aisle. Sung by Little Richard.
Yeah.
Long Tall Sally.
Oh. Is it about being a homosexual?
It's transsexual.
Right.
Long Tall Sally. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, what bop a loo bop a lot bam boom is shagging.
Of course it is. It's the noise it makes. We all know this.
My ding-a-ling is my penis.
Yep.
And it's funny because he's singing Who Wants to Play My Ding-a-ling and you're thinking, well, it's a bell, but actually it's it's a thing. Johnny B. Goode's about shagging.
It's very educational. Homeschooling.
Thank you very much indeed. I got a job as a primary school music teacher and I was out before the lesson was over. I was out before the lesson was over. There are 2,000 people watching this, Paul. No pressure, but
as
make
Ice
it good.
Cream Gravity says, that brings a whole new meaning to rocking around the Christmas tree.
Effing around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Everyone singing mistletoe and a new old-fashioned lark.
Wow, okay.
You will get a sentimental feeling in your peen. Everybody sets behind a deck. The halls with boughs of holly. Holly means virgin.
I don't actually think you need me to phone in tonight.
We always need you, Paul.
You started this.
I said was good nobbin.
Good nobbin. Filthy. What a filthy human being.
What's going on?
You're worse than the effing sea destroyers.
No one's worse than those guys.
Hi, is my Wi-Fi or my internet today? Because
I don't live in your house.
I think it's looking super.
Good, because the last few times I phoned you, Ian, and Catherine, you both said it was, I think pony was the word you'd use. So,
why are you using a tea towel as an antimacassar?
Though it's, what's an antimacassar?
One of them things that they put on seats to stop your brill cream staying in the back.
No, it's not, it's just like a big longer throw. It's just a cover it, because there's a few marks on it, shall we say. Nothing to do with nobbing. Ian, you're looking. I can't figure out who you look like tonight. Is it Hugh Hefner or is it Paul Gere. Stanley, circa 1985?
Richard Gere.
Captain Birdseye.
Shut up! Is it Captain Birdseye? it's the fit new Captain Birdseye that mums go wild for.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through it. Obscenities in Beatles songs. Well, they've actually put obscenities in. I'll go first. For a fish and finger pie in Penny Lane. Fish and finger pie in Penny Lane. Catherine.
I want to hold your hand was about something else, wasn't it?
No, cannot allow that. Paul.
Why?
Please me.
It was about bringing him off, about wanking him off. That's actually true. Oh, my kids are upstairs. Last night I said these words. This is absolutely true. Last night I said these words to my girl. You know, you never even try, girl. Come on, 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 come on. Please, please me like I please you.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't think any of us needed those gestures.
There is a girl. They go tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, they do.
In Ticket to Ride.
Yes.
She's a prick teaser.
Day tripper.
Yeah.
Day tripper, sorry. And of course, in Hey Jude, There's an F-bomb in there.
There's bound to be something in Eleanor Rigby, is there?
Dirty boy. She was an old woman who died sorting the socks in a grave. What can we help you with tonight, Paul? Because you've really dragged the show to the underbelly.
Very lowbrow.
Very, very lowbrow.
I don't think it could add any more to it. But actually, I was just answering your call to arms to get a load of calls in tonight. But what I wanted to mention, New Year's Eve, the Kiss concert from Dubai. Did you hear about that, or did you know about
it? Broke the world records for the amount of pyrotechnics used in a live concert.
Just out of the end of Paul Stanley's guitar.
Two world records.
Poor Catherine said Paul Stanley's guitar. She meant Dubai. Tommy Thayer. Yeah.
Paul Stanley sometimes plays it.
Paul Stanley doesn't play the firework guitar, Catherine. Yeah. This is why you should leave rock and roll to the boys.
If you
listen to your K-pop, we'll do the rock and roll. Deary me. It's a real head scratcher, that one is, Governor.
Two world records they broke, was it, for the amount of pyrotechnics and fireworks?
But it's a bit of a crap world record, though.
Ah, it's totally crap.
We got the most bangs.
But you know what the funniest thing of the whole show was? You know, when they came to do their encores, I think their encores was Beth, Strutter, and then Rock and Roll All Night. So the drummer, Eric Singer, he comes down to play the piano and sing during Beth.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is, he's actually quite a small man as it is. I think he's like 5'6", 5'7".
I've interviewed him.
That's average height for a decent-sized human being. 5'6", perfectly good height.
I've interviewed him live on stage at Nottingham's Rock City.
Is he quite small then, yeah?
He's a wee man.
So what? It was so funny because obviously he comes down on stage, like Jane and Paul, who are probably 6 foot plus. Plus they're wearing the boots that adds a height. And because Eric's a drummer, he can't be wearing any boots. So he's in his flats.
Yeah.
So he's standing there at about 5'6". These geezers are probably 6'6" in their boots. And it was just a juxtaposition. It was so, so funny. But yeah. And then straight up, that was actually from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And then I think they timed it perfectly because in Dubai, that was 10 o'clock to midnight. And the fireworks and everything went off. The amount of fireworks when it hit midnight. And then after that, Stephen Page did a show as well.
Yes. That was New Year's. Oh, yeah, I was in a rehabilitation centre for drug addicts.
Yes.
At that point. I think that was the night I went to bed at 5:30 in the evening because I was so miserable.
Yeah. But, you know, the funny thing about New Year's Eve is, you know, it's generally it's not for me anyway.
No.
But whenever it's... And I don't know what this makes me or what this says about me, but whenever the choice is taken away from me and it's imposed upon you, it's somewhat different. Whereas had there not been any lockdown, I probably still would have done what I did, but it wouldn't have felt as bad. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just when it's imposed upon you, it feels different. But like, where else but a COVID world could you have went to 2 gigs in the one night? And they were both brilliant. That was my first Stephen Page one, and it was kind of on the back.
It's good, isn't it, the Stephen Page ones?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I still don't know. And there's a lot, you know, I've listened to Apple Music and maybe just get the essential Bare Naked Ladies or whatever. But there was one song, and it was phenomenal, and I've just had it on, like, heavy rotation ever since. It's called Chorus Girl.
Yes.
Yes. That's a song. Bare Naked Ladies. Everyone thinks, it's 1 week. Yes, man. Yeah. That's a great song. I didn't like that song when it came out, oddly, but it's a great song, great pop song. But they've got go and listen to the song Pinch Me. It's an existential song that is asking, what is life? Am I alive? Is there any meaning to this? From the Bare Naked Ladies, and it's beautiful, and it's got and it's got jokes in it. It's incredible. Pinch Me, what a song. Pinch Me.
No, I'll do that. I mean, as I say, I've kind of just downloaded it off Apple Music. They have like their own version of the greatest hits. It's just like the essential Bare Naked Ladies. Some crackers on it, you know, Another Postcard, absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
They hate that because that was, I think, the single that came out. It was the single that they think killed their career. Mm-hmm. I think that came out after 1 week, or certainly soon after it. Mm. And it was like, we need another novelty song. And they're going, hang on, 1 week isn't a novelty song. Okay, right, but we need one. So they released that as a single and it flopped and it was like,
Tell you what is also an absolute classic. It's their children's album, Snack Time. My kids are obsessed with it. Okay. Absolutely obsessed with it. And it's a belter.
Snack Time and Pinch Me is the song.
I'll
make a mental note and I will download them as soon as I leave this call. As soon as you cut me off.
Okay, we're going to do it now. Let's try this one. We missed this. I'm enjoying this tonight. This is it. This is a phone-in show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sponsor the show, advertise on the show, you can do. It's cheaper than you think. We've had some small one-man bands. We've had some huge international organizations. We've had Viz as advert. We've had some really big companies and some really small companies.
Yep.
And they've all found it works for them.
Yeah, they've Everyone's all gone away. Well. Very, very happy indeed. And some won't go away.
For example, 34sp.com. They advertised with us earlier. They're a website. Well, they're a company that hosts websites and sells domain names. And they advertised us with us a while ago, and they took a break, and they came back. Really good company. It's a British company, kind of based in Manchester, but I don't know what that means these days because...
They're all at home.
They're all at home. They've told all of their team, stay at home for the rest of the year. One of the first companies to send people home during COVID last year, and they've told everyone 2021 work from home. They really care about that. They'll often have like online pizza parties and like gaming stuff and all of that. They look after their team. They got a bargain for you, Catherine.
Yeah.
You can get a .co.uk.
.co.uk. .org or a .me.
Is it?
Yeah.
For a pound.
Pound. It's for a limited pound. Time. They're going to give it to 2021 customers.
It's a pound. It's a pound. Des says, one of the first companies to send people home. How do you know that? Because we've looked into it. You melt.
They did it before it was advised to do so. Yeah.
Before it was trendy. Yeah. 34sp.com. If you're thinking about side hustle, getting a little thing going, maybe you want to show off your Pokemon cards, or you want to start selling like product. I don't know what you want to do.
Log in, whatever it is.
Get a website. Also, right, here's the thing. If you've got a name, most people have got a name, yeah?
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm not telling you.
I'm Ian Lee, right? Go and have a little look at 34sp.com and just see if your name.co.uk is there. If it is, get it for a quid.
It's worth having.
Get it for a quid, right? Get it for a quid. Even if you don't use it, you've got it. And you might then think of something. So, if you've got a name, go and type it into 34sp.com and see if you can... get a .co.uk.
Sad times, you know, people have been thrown together in lockdown, and a lot of people are deciding that actually this marriage does not work anymore. It doesn't need to be any more difficult than it already is. G Law, family law solicitors, run by Richard Gregorian, who's
divorced
a long
for one quid.
Time supporter of this show. It won't be a pound, but I tell you what, it will also not be. It won't be a massive struggle and you being pit against someone else that you actually need to stay in contact with for the sake of the kids. So G Law, family.
We have to stay in contact with each other for the sake of our. We don't have kids together.
No,
we
but
don't
our marry, kids are friends.
But we have to feed them.
Yeah.
I don't want to work with you. I fear I can't. GELaw.co.uk.
Wow.
That came out of nowhere.
Beautiful, man.
It's been bubbling for a long time. Let's take a break from the ads and talk to this person. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Goodbye. Let's go to Poseidon Safety Management. Nick, who runs Poseidon Safety Management, is another good guy, and we like good guys and good gals. And I'm sorry if that sounded a little bit like a Jimmy Savile catchphrase. It was not meant to be. But Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer because of the work that Nick and his team are doing. They've got man guarding, guard dogs, mobile patrols. All of the team are fully trained and fully licensed. They help the community. They've done free patrols for local schools, nurseries and pubs that got broken into or got a little bit of argy-bargy during the last lockdown. They make little care packages for the 999 responders because that's a lousy job. And they really care about the community and making the place better. So if you're in Devon and Cornwall, maybe you're looking for a job as you're trained up to be a security person, get in touch with that Poseidon Safe and see what is going on. Catherine, talk to me about the Abbey Care.
Oh, man, this current situation isn't doing anyone who has an addiction problem any good at all. Abbey Care Group, though, however, are brilliant. And if you mention the advert, as seen on this show, you'll get 25% off. They've got facilities in Glasgow. They've got one in Gloucester. They will help you kickstart your recovery. You know, it's not cheap, but what price life?
Hoi, hoi, hoi. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
I'm fine. Can I just the audio seems. I'm looking at the levels. It seems a little bit up and down. I think we're okay. Yeah, we're good. Thank you. Please, may we? How may we serve you?
Yeah. So I guess on the music side of things, I suppose I'm interested. We're obviously on lockdown 55.3 at the moment. What would be your song for lockdown? The one that's getting you through just now.
Ooh. I've got one.
Go on.
Yola's version of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which I've discovered in the last month or so. It's incredible. It, you know, it's the Elton John song, but it's done in a big bluesy, soulful, you know, with loads of brass. And it's just, oh, it's just gorgeous. You kind of bathe in it. It's wonderful.
Love it.
Seattle by Perry Como.
Nice.
And what is yours?
I don't know if this is a song that's getting me through. I feel like it's a theme song, though. I feel like Psycho Killer by Fucking Heads is kind of how I'm feeling right now.
I just read the book by Chris France, the drummer from Talking Heads. And it's interesting. There's a couple of things he gets hideously wrong. He talks about playing the Roundhouse in about 1977. And we met a young waiter at a restaurant there in 1977, and he was a young guy working as a waiter. And he told me he had a band, and the guy's name was Damon Albarn. It wasn't in 1977. He would have been about six. It wasn't. And there's a couple of things like that. You think, come on, someone fact check this. But it's a good book, and it's interesting because it's not that mean about David Byrne. But it's quite mean. I imagine he was hard work to work with. And him and Tina, the drummer and bass player, they're married. They feel very slighted by it. As, you know, as I was watching the Go-Go's documentary today. God, I'm in love with old Jane Wedlin with the grey hair. And she's just, now that she's kind of seems very sorted and very grounded. And, oh, she's so cool.
Yeah, she is.
But, you know, that interband kind of rivalry and tension that happens when, you know, there is a front of the band, and if that person or another person is the songwriter, everyone else in the band feels left out.
Yeah, because they're start dishing out the money.
They ain't making as much money, and they're not on the front page of as many magazines.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, bad place to be, isn't it?
It's a bad place to be. Have you ever been in a band? You sound like the kind of person that's been in a band.
Do you know, I would love to have been in a band, and I do play music stuff, but I've never been in one. My dad's, I think I'm the eternal disappointment because I've never been in a band. My brother and my sister both have, and I'm in my mid-30s and still never. I feel like maybe I should start playing the bass guitar. I think bass guitar for lockdown 3 might be the way forward, and then I'm just going to go and storm the world. And
do it, do it, go on. Start a band. Get in a band.
Yeah, why not?
Do it. Do it. Now is the time. And also, chick bass players. Who was I looking? Who was chick bass players? I'm speaking in the rock vernacular now, Catherine. Chicks playing bass.
You sound like Gene Simmons.
Susie Quattro.
That's not good.
Who was? Oh God, who was? But name another chick bass player, guys.
That one that you fell out with.
Who? Kim Deal from Pixies didn't fall out with her.
No, the one that played or said she played on a lot of records, and it turns out she didn't.
Oh, Carole Kaye's an absolute lunatic mentalist. There was one recently, Tina from Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah. Band of Skulls also had a female bass player as well.
The sexiest thing in the world is a
CBP. There's something about it.
It's so powerful. It's the power. It's the power.
They're the engine of the band.
And if they hit the right note, the brown note.
Flipping it.
Your bowels evacuate. And that can only be done on a bass guitar.
Oh, my God.
That's the dream. That's a goal.
Okay. Well, I look forward to shitting myself at one of your concerts. Thank you so much for that call. What a lovely caller.
I mean, it started out nicely and it got dragged into chat bushes, didn't it?
2,000 people watching a show about brown noise.
Do you believe in brown noise?
I've
You experienced
I've experienced it. A noise so resonant.
It gets you right in the guts.
It opens your bowels. It exists. It is real. And I love it.
Beautiful South has that effect on me.
I don't know why you're so disrespectful.
I hate them. They're so limp.
Why don't you write a hit song?
If I did, it'd be better than that.
Oh, go on then. Let's act it up. Hang on.
Just don't want to try.
Hang on a minute. Here we go. Right. So you think you're better than Paul Hooten?
No, they're just not my taste. I just think they're limp. I'm allowed to think they're limp without trying to one-up them. No, do you know why? I'm not a man. Men always have to compete like that. Who's this now?
Hello?
Let me speak to the little guy. The little guy. I want to speak to the little guy.
Okay, let me just... The little guy's just having a little doze.
The little guy.
Here comes... Yo, what do you want, you piece of trash?
How you doing, little guy?
What do you want?
I love you.
Shut
I
up.
I love you.
Shut up. I'm going to kill you.
I can't actually hear you. But, my God.
Who was that? You got one of those dickhead humans there as well. Can you hear me now? Hey. What's going on, this guy?
Yeah. I'd like to know how you got hooked up with two talented humans.
Well, you know,
I like what you do, guys.
Let me think. It goes back a long way. Let me start. Kiss this.
Why are you American all of a sudden?
Kiss this.
I love you.
I don't know why I had to be so disrespectful, Captain.
That was something.
That was a thing.
Hello? Good night. It was lights off half an hour ago. Yeah. Good night, my love. I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye-bye. No idea who that was.
He's been up there for a while. We didn't like to ask.
Who's this guy? Can I perform a song?
Yes.
Someone wants to perform a song. Might be good, might be crap.
So who's the gambler?
Hello?
Look at this beefcake.
Well, I've
look at. Come on, man. You can't deny.
Stream.
Well, is that a tattoo of George Bush? No, Donald Trump on your arm.
It's not, I'm afraid. It's actually my favorite song, which is New York Minute by the Eagles.
And the tribute
to the Twin Towers, then, you see.
Your tribute to the Twin Towers is immortalized in ink and flesh.
Immortalized.
Who are you, James Abraham Music?
I'm a Twitch streamer, musician, and general. Dickhead.
Welcome. Come join us.
You've come to the right place.
Come join us. So, all right, hang on. Let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah.
How long you been on Twitch, please?
Criminal up 2 years.
How are you finding it?
Hit or miss, really. I took a bit of a break, really, because I got a bit fed up. And, I sort of come back to it. And it's, I think a lot of my sort of musician mates have taken breaks and come back to it because it gets a bit much. But, I met some really cool people on there. And
I think I understand, but what do you mean when you say it gets a bit much?
Sort of sometimes, you know, you have to put on this persona and perform and be someone for 2 or 3 hours at a time. And you're like, wait, let me turn my reverb off.
No, you've just turned ours on.
Oh.
You've just turned our reverb on. Can you fiddle?
I certainly have not.
Turn yours off. Turn yours on again.
Just try it.
Yes.
Oh, ours is gone now.
Not funny. Oh,
funny that one. What if I put this on? Is that in your on there?
Now we've got the hello, sir. Voices. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can I help you, sir? It can be relentless. The problem. I think Twitch is brilliant, right? And I've had some great ideas about Twitch, how I can revolutionise it. But there are some problems. I think one of the problems is you can't really take a break. If you take a break for like a month,
exactly.
It's like you were never there.
You go back not quite to the beginning, but you go back you've got to work again. You have to do it at a regular time, pretty much every day. We get away with doing it 5 days a week, but and only 3 hours a day. Where I know some streamers do 6-7 days a week for 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
It's hard work. And, it's a slog.
I don't know how they do it. And you see sometimes, after sort of the first sort of 3 or 4 hours it shows, and they're not putting on the performance that they would do they'd done for the first 4 hours, you know. And yeah, so it gets a bit tedious sometimes. Then take a break, come back refreshed, all nice.
But I suppose at the moment, as a lot of people are finding out, particularly a lot of comedians, what else you can do? You've not been able to do it. I don't know if you do live gigs, but you certainly haven't been able to for the last 10 months, and probably won't for at least the next 6 months.
Exactly.
So what else are you going to do? This seems it's the best option online I've found for controlling your output, getting an audience, and possibly even making a couple of quid.
Totally, yeah. I mean, my main sort of my day job is but still is, when we come out of lockdown, a musical director. And obviously the venue that I work for, we haven't been able to open at all since March, obviously. Yeah. I was due to roll out the programme, the show, in the end of March, and obviously we haven't opened up fucking
doors. What kind of stuff would you have been doing?
The place where I'm the MD is a venue in Mallorca, which is like a top show venue, sort of the best show venue on the island, and we've got like really high-end tribute shows. And 7 days a week, and I sort of write the sort of dialogue, the music, Ooh. The way it sort of flows and things. And I do one of the shows as well, and I'm on a Monday night.
Do you do a tribute show?
I don't do a the show that I was doing was called James A. Brown, King of Swing. So it was a full sort of Sinatra-y kind of Bublé kind of thing. But
what is your no? I tell you what. We're not going to let you plug your stream until you've performed. Because if you're shit, we're not going to let you plug. If you're good, if you're a good boy,
you can plug it till the backside falls off it.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Go on,
can
give
I
us
just
a
grab a drink a second? Because I'm going
to. He's an alcoholic. That's sad.
He's got dry pipes. You don't want dry pipes.
Yeah. That is sad to see. Once great talent reduced to. Reduced to looking for dog ends.
So you want me to do a song, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. You gotta be down. Want it all, started out with a kiss. It didn't end up like this. It was only a kiss, and now I'm falling asleep. Calling a cab while he's having a smoke. Taking a drag, and now they're going to bed. My stomach is sick, and it's all in my head. She's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress now. Let me go. I just can't look, it's killing me, and taking control. Jealousy, turning sense into the sea, swimming through sick lullaby, choking on your alibi, but it's just cross up high, destiny. Calling me, open up my eager eye. I'm Mr. Brightside.
You coming out of my face? Coming out of my face?
This. What the fudge? Oh, it was a record. The record stuck.
Getting out of my face and living through each other. Want it all. Getting out of my face and living through each other. Getting out of my face.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down. Want it all. Started out with a kiss. I did it end up like this. It was only a kiss. Only a kiss.
Coming out of my cage.
How was that for you?
Come on, man. Come on. What is it? Shut that fella up. James. James, you're going through to the judges. Shut him up!
I know, he's keeping on, isn't he?
You're going through to the judges' houses.
Like this. I'm afraid to say, I hope you haven't got comfortable here because you need to pack your bags to go to judges' houses.
Oh, yeah.
James, give your stream a plug, please. Let's send some people over there.
Well, thank you very much. It's, as my screen name is, James Abram Music.
So that's at twitch.tv, James Abram Music. If you can get that link up in the chat, guys, that would be great, please. Thanking you. James, thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Absolute pleasure. Take care, and we'll speak again soon. We're all coming over to your place, by the way, when the lockdown's over.
Absolutely. Hey, do you know what? We'll do a night of it.
Yo, mate, I'm a singer as well. I'm a singer.
Yeah, let's do
something. I'm working on a musical called COVID! About the pandemic. And despite some criticism from some critics that have heard the rough version that it's racist, it's not. Ignore that. It is not racist. It's historically accurate.
Well, there is a line in it that is, I'm going to put my dick in a bat.
That's not racist. That isn't racist.
It's frowned upon at the very least.
It is frowned upon. And it's about a guy called Barry Wang. Anyway, go on.
There is one night a month that we do. Arj from Tawi comes over and does a show as well. So we could have a one night a month where you come over and do a show.
And is there money involved?
Of course.
Holy shit. Excuse me. I can swear or not swear. I can be blue. I can be clean. I can do it for the adults. I can do it for the kids. I can sing. I'm there. All right, I'll see. I'll be over. I mean, like Saturday.
Yeah, well, we're not open yet.
So I'll see you Saturday.
Gosh, it's so easy.
I got a gig out of it.
Well done.
What are you going to do when I'm away? Making a load of making dollar.
I'll be all right.
Making peseta. I think it's pesetas over there.
Not anymore.
Why are my glasses wonky?
I think it might be your face. Are your ears level?
Oh, I don't know.
If you want to give us a ring, you can do it. There's a number.
Phones tonight. We were unsure what to do because we haven't finished the quiz. But this isn't feeling like a quizzy. We tried it last week. It was a damp squib.
It was very damp. And my brain is a bit too tired for the trivia. Is yours?
Oh, I'll give you some trivia.
You always do.
I'll show you. I have 2,000 people watching this. Welcome. Hey, if you're new here, drop us a follow. Friend Dan TDM said. Dan gave me a shout. Dan TDM gave me a shout out on his stream last night.
He didn't drop us a follow.
He didn't. We don't know that. James Abram Music is there. There's it. Go and click it. Let's click on that. Let's give that guy a follow. Follow. Done. There we go. Followed. Shut up. I've got to play some ads, actually. That's what I've got to do. It didn't end it like this. It could have started like this. You know I wanted a kiss. And all the time I was there, I didn't mean to be blue. I know I wanted you. I could have seen what I said. And all my baby, I'm lying in bed on my own.
Wonder why. You know what I should have said to him? Just realised.
Fuck off, we've got a singer.
You know, it was an opportunity for me to take my one-woman show, Share and Share Alike, to Mallorca. Could be a thing, man.
Could be a thing. It's actually an excellent, excellent show.
It's great.
It is actually an excellent,
right from the early days of Share to the nowadays of Share.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Share and Share Alike.
Share and Share Alike. And my Neil Diamond tribute show, Kneeling in the Years, like reeling in the years.
And I then someone, could come.
It's not his song, is it?
No, but neither is Share and Share Alike, her song. Doesn't have
yeah,
to be a song.
Yeah, but Share and Share Alike is the same. Kneeling in the Ears is...
Doesn't have to be a song. All right.
Kneel down and...
Neely Diamond.
There we go.
Love on the rocks, and no surprises. Pour me a drink, I'll tell you some lies.
What are you saying, Zizza, for?
Because he does. He's quite. He makes funny noises. Makes funny noises.
Pash,
when
is it? Is it Pash that does that?
I don't know who Pash is. That was Pasha. Was a nightclub, wasn't it?
Passion.
Pasha. Turn to the left, Pasha. Turn to the right. We are the Beatbox and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Phone us.
Oh God. So we're not doing the quiz tonight.
No.
And also we think the quiz. Now I've had a great idea.
Go on.
I've had a great idea. And Sinjin says if you stroke that mic anymore, you're gonna have to put a ring on it.
This is true. You are always. You never leave it alone. I'm just gonna fall off. Flipping it. Pack that in. That's TOS.
Oh, my tooth out.
You can do it right now, please.
Keep up them off.
I have the best Neil Diamond t-shirt. It simply reads Neil effing Diamond. Let's take a phone call, Catherine. Deal with this, please.
Let's take a phone call from the anonymous Tim. We wish we knew what his name was, but it's anonymous. Hello, anonymous Tim.
Hello.
What happened?
I'm upset.
Oh, no. Why?
Because I've just spent the past 2 hours arranging a quiz item for you. And I told you before Christmas I bought this specifically for you as well.
Where were you last week when we did the quiz and
you
no one phoned
it? Quiz last week.
We started and then
we did.
Exactly. You started and then you turned it in.
I didn't turn it in. We were just getting kids phoning up going, hello, did this work?
Yeah, well, you got that yesterday as well, in it.
Well,
listen, I think because you haven't done the quiz properly and last week when I was getting ready to phone in, you say, look, we're going to knock this on the head and do it another time. And you were six all, I reckon this should be the end of the quiz.
We can't do that because I know that there are other people who have also put hard work into this.
Does this tell you something? And I noticed something else.
Oh.
That as soon as you said, hold on, I'm going to do that.
They've turned us. 2021, they've turned.
As soon as you said we're not doing the quiz, your numbers dropped off.
We're at 2000.
Yeah, you were at like 2071 or something.
All right, 2071. We lost 71 people, you're absolutely
whoa!
Right.
Whoa!
What
was that? I didn't do that.
It fell over. I think it was a ghost.
Do you want to do this quiz round or not?
I feel kind of obliged.
No, fuck.
Well, I'm glad you do.
No, I don't.
That was the right response. That's what I was going for.
We don't have to do anything these pricks want us to do. We fucking. This is our fucking show.
I like Anonymous Tim.
I don't fucking. I can give a shit about anything. Equipment, man. Yeah, but here's the thing, right? He tried it before and it didn't work.
You can do it right now, please.
The man is tooled up. I don't want to mess with him.
Is that a 3D printed model of him on the shelf behind him?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. I think we just hang up on him.
Wait.
You do it. You do it. I'm not doing it.
I can't do it.
I did it. We're gonna do. What are we gonna do? Hey, James Abrams, thank you for gifting those subs.
You.
What are we gonna do about this quiz? We can't do it. We could do it now.
But we've already said let's resume next week or something.
Thursday.
I could come
next Thursday. It's happening, Tim. Next Thursday, it's happening.
What's this in my chair?
I could come.
Sorry, I just didn't want to do it in mine.
Oh my God, what is it?
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.